Women are more likely than men to fall asleep after doing this. You can text us at 92925 to guess. It's Nikki in the Morning Show with Sam and Mark and Kim. And we got a lot of texts, actually, and pretty much everyone got it right. This was shocking to me. I would have guessed that it went the other way around, but there's new research that tackles another mind-bending evolutionary phenomenon. They're saying that women are more likely to fall asleep after sex than men. And in this research, they sort of just spoke about it as if that's what we always knew.
Yeah.
Is that women are more likely to fall asleep after getting it on. I would have put money on the fact that men are more likely to fall asleep quicker.
News to me. I feel like it's almost like an expected thing. Like, yep, after you do the deed, like the guy just passes out. That's what you do after. I mean,
wow.
Have a sandwich and pass out.
Sounds like, so sexy with you, Sam.
Have a sandwich? Is that what you're supposed to do?
You eat a sandwich in bed?
Yeah, again, I get very hungry.
You pass out with like crumbs all in your chest hair. Oh,
Live
my gosh.
The best life.
I'm turned on. Kim, what would you have hypothesized?
Totally with men, for sure.
That men are passing out first.
Yeah.
Okay, when I first read this yesterday, I was like, I'm doing it wrong. Why am I not? Because I feel like I'm normally the one awake too when it happens. Yeah. Mark?
Are you asking me what happens in our house?
No,
of course. I would have guessed the guy.
Sure. You would have guessed the guy. No, we don't want to know if you have a sandwich and roll over afterwards.
I'm not going there.
Don't want to know that.
It doesn't also depend on who's doing more work. I mean, we know that not all couples have a 50-50 sort of give and take.
I think they actually know why it is a fact that women are more likely to fall asleep. They said it increased the board. They're over it. It's because it increases the chances of conception, actually. Your body, why we're doing it, I guess.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, increases the chances of conception. But it did make me feel a little crazy because I was like, okay, something's going on. Why am I so different than everyone else? Mm-hmm. You can text us this morning at 92925. We don't want to know what type of sandwich you have after this happens. But are you surprised by this finding? I also think just sometimes the guys are quick to satisfy themselves, to make sure that, and so I feel like at the end of it, it's more likely that the guy was like, okay, that was great. Oh, it kind of goes back to the whole, like, for men, no sex is bad sex.
Right.
Yeah. Always.
It's like pizza.
Exactly.
There's no bad pizza.
It's normally very satisfying. So I guess I would have assumed that maybe it would be the woman at the end that would be like, oh, didn't quite get what I needed there. And she's awake watching him sleep with crumbs of the sandwich all over him.
What if a woman fake sleeps after sex? Like pretends to go to sleep.
Why would you pretend afterward?
Oh, that's true. You have to do it before to get out of it.
What are you going to get from that?
Leave me alone.
Jordan. Women fall asleep more quickly than men after getting it on. I was shocked by this. I would have for sure, I would have put money on the fact that it was the other way around. But, and it looks like most people agree with me, right? Mm-hmm. They're saying that they would have thought that it was men who passed out quicker as well.
Yeah.
There's a reason for it. They just did a new study and they said it increases the chance of conception. But I was just like, who are these women that are falling asleep so quickly after doing it?
Yeah, there's actually a fascinating research from a lot of top-tier universities in the States. Harvard University came out with a study that said that 60% of women don't sleep enough and that normally it takes women longer to fall asleep because they're more emotionally sensitive. So these emotions can be, keeping you up at night.
Well, I don't know about more emotionally smarter. I'd say definitely more things going on in our brains.
They did say that they use their brains more than men and that they require more sleep than men because of that reason.
Right. So there's a lot of research that says that women do require more sleep, but have that research said had a harder time falling asleep, but not the case after they hook up.
Right.
Right. I've been doing it with the wrong people all my life. That's the problem. Rhonda, are you surprised by this new research?
I'm very surprised because I'm totally the opposite. I got a burst of energy.
Oh yeah.
You're ready for round two.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If it's in the morning, I could clean the house and I'm good for hours. And if it's at night, he'll go to sleep and I'll get up and watch TV.
Really?
You're like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, exactly.
That is exactly what everybody on our text line says. That's what we're all saying. So I'm just confused by these findings. Who are these women?
Yeah, I'd like to know that too, because that's not happening in my house. I would love to be able to fall asleep so good after.
Right?
Are you sure you're doing it right, Rhonda? Maybe it's...
I don't know. Maybe not.
She's like, now I'm questioning.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam.
Devil's advocate.
Rhonda, yeah. Thanks so much for chatting with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bridget on our text line said, I never fall asleep. I feel like getting up and doing stuff. So I'm very surprised by that as well.
You're wired.
Yeah. And we know that Sam, we now know, well, we know too much. We know that Sam gets very hungry.
Yeah. When he has some time to kill, make
you,
a sandwich.
Do you get up and eat?
Yes.
You do.
And I always forget to offer Josie a sandwich too.
Oh, that ruins everything.
I know.
She's not satisfied about what happens in the
several
bed.
Several ways. I know. I'm very lackluster.
Ha ha ha.